Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hello, listener. Are you looking for a new true crime podcast?
Yes, I am. Do you have one, please?
I do. Can I introduce you to Murderville, GA?
Wait. Is that when a single mom is murdered at a local Taco Bell in a small southern town? Cops, investigators, and residents are shocked?
That's the one. It's a 6-episode series from The Intercept. Investigative reporters uncover what happens when rural law enforcement and state investigators lock up their first suspect while another man is free to kill.
Ooh, I gotta go binge the entire season of Murderville, GA, now on Stitcher Premium.
You sure should. You sure should. Go to StitcherPremium.com/Murderville and use promo code OFFBOOK for a free month of Stitcher Premium. There's so much good stuff on Stitcher Premium. People, listen to Murderville and others.
Welcome to the Earwolf Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book.
The improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess. That one's Zach.
That one's Jess.
We got Scott Passarella on the keys
playing
something
pianist,
so good.
Pianist of Kings doing some Disney out the gate.
We got Dana Sticks Wickens.
Wicks on the sticks.
Wicks on the sticks.
Dana playing drums. We got Karate Bird.
We got
male person Stacy, non-binary icon.
Everybody's here.
Everybody's here.
Everybody's here. But look out. We also have
a picture of Paul F. Tompkins.
We have a, I believe, pasta picture of Paul F. Tompkins.
Yeah.
We got engineer Brett, who's doing just so much engineering. Like, I can't, like, the amount of engineering he's doing is... Normally, he does a lot of engineering.
Yes.
Today, he's doing just...
Because he's also operating a train.
I call him a... He's on a train.
He's you guys know Brett on the ones and twos and the choo-choo-choos.
Engineus.
Choo-choo Brett.
Okay, Choo-choo Brett, that's canon. And now...
You've heard him already, you're very excited. You're probably upset that we haven't introduced him, and we should apologize.
And you're like, please, stop you guys talking without him. You know him, you love him. He's from the amazing podcast Las Culturistas. You can see him in his show,
Have You Heard of Christmas?
At the Duplex in New York. Las Culturistas are going on tour. Everyone's favorite icon,
Matt Rogers!
Can you believe?
I loved it.
What a fun time we had, and now we're going to have again.
It's almost as if it never stopped.
Can you believe? Honestly, like, the last time I was here, we had a whole different studio, and now
we're
in a completely new decadent Earwolf studio.
We were upstairs in a ghost town. Now we're down here, and just kind of picture, if you will, the lobby of a very fancy hotel.
Yeah, everyone's reunited. There's a coffee machine. There are, like, posters of the pods on the wall. It's very pretty. Everyone who like works at Earwolf is back with like all of the pods. We're all together.
I miss my friends.
Yeah, I miss them.
I miss Shannon and Joe and all my friends.
And Hannah. And now we're
all downstairs.
And we have multiple studios. So, you know, there's like this fun like high school hallway thing that can happen too, where you're like, hey, is this racist? You're going in? Oh,
and
yeah,
that
how
did
are
happen
you?
Just now. Conan O'Brien was in the hallway as I was going into the bathroom. And I said, yes, I have used this bathroom just now, Conan O'Brien. And now it's time for you to be in this room.
And we should say his team was walking around the halls and we did a performative sound check.
We did do a performative
to show
sound
off.
Check.
So I will say, if you from that sound check were like, let me check out that whole episode, yes, that was contrived.
And if by the time this comes out, Jessica and I are now featured heavily in Conan O'Brien projects And they, Matt as well.
I got emailed that I'm going to do a tight 700. They want me to do hours of material.
Which is wild. When
based
you
on the soundtrack.
And they called it a tight 700 because it is 700 minutes long.
It could be 701.
But it's tight.
No. It's tight.
It can't, a minute.
It isn't $6.99 either.
No.
No.
They pay me for 700. I'm giving them no more, no less.
You know what? This is not even, there's no money in my pocket, but I have been listening to the new Conan pod and it's so great. And I do love hearing sweet Matt Gourley pipe in on it. It's a treat. Mm. So check it out. Because Matt Gourley, Everyone knows and loves him.
And these everyone are knows facts. And loves him.
These are facts.
Crazy to be all known and all beloved.
Boy, isn't that great? Okay, but when you expand your knownness, maybe you start getting some, you attract more haters. That's just the way
absolutely.
Math, that's people, the way math works.
I think people are looking, there are people that are looking to hate.
So is there a sweet there. Spot where you could like stay only below? Like,
it might be Matt Gourley, and I don't mean to diminish his fame, but like he is in that sweet spot where he is very well known amongst the circles where it's important for him to be known. He's incredibly talented. Mm. I've never heard a bad thing said about him. But I'm sure he has it because we have haters.
I refuse
do
to
you guys
that.
Do you guys read your little comments?
So yes.
Never. I made the deep dark mistake of reading my comments one time. And let me tell you, there are some people out there who have had it with me. They've been moved to posts.
Oh my God, I have to tell you this because my improv team, Cardinal Redbird.
Shout out!
Shout out to them.
Great plug.
Will remind me of this one particular review that I told them about when I got it because it's such a good burn. Mm-hmm. It's a review of a music video that Jess and I did. I don't remember which one, but this person very clearly likes Jess a lot and does not like me. And the review calls me. I remember it because it's such a
sweet... And you
know
sweet... what I say to this person? I do not need you as a fan. If that's your taste, please get away.
That's what Bowen says whenever people come for me because they never come for him. They always come for me. And he actually got on his story and was like, it would not endear you to me in any way to talk shit about my friend, Matt Rogers. He's a good person who can grow and learn. And I'm like, wait, what?
What is happening?
Sorry, Zach.
It's okay. They call me a, quote, talentless nothing man. And it is such a good dunk that I can't even be mad about it. Because to call someone a nothing, like a talentless nothing man, it's like I'd never heard it before. It's painting with, I think, very artistic hating brushes.
Has anyone ever typed out literally in one of the reviews, I hate you? Because that happened to me.
Oh,
I hate
Matt.
You, period. And it was like a full sentence too. They were like, they put the period on the end.
It's against.
I hate that.
It doesn't feel good, but also you remember this person is a crazy troll.
But that's why I don't even read them. Because like, even though my conscious brain knows that, it still like is a barb to me. And I'm like, why would I sign up for this? And like, sometimes if people are nice enough to be like, hey, there's been good review, I'll just like, great, take it at that. But maybe when we first launched, I read the iTunes reviews for like,
because you're curious.
I'm curious for like a couple weeks. And then after that, I was like, bye. Actually, as soon as we got I got one that was like, said that I would be kicked out of a boys choir, which I don't, of course I would be. I don't know what that even means.
What does that mean?
I don't know. They were like, said that I didn't have a good voice and that I'd be kicked out of a boys choir. And so I was like, all right, I'm done.
It is like crazy that if you are reading them, you are opting in. You will ignore everything nice that anyone has ever written about you. And you will focus in on which is the opposite of the holiday spirit, guys.
It's not the holiday spirit. The holiday spirit is different than that. The holiday spirit is walking around the street and giving everyone a hug, even a stranger.
We cut to a snowy night where all around people are looking out their window at a fresh snowfall. A beautiful starlit sky, because there's not many clouds even though it's snowing, and they're holding precious little candles by their sweet faces. My holiday wish on this night so bright is that on the internet people couldn't write a single thought unless it was nice. That's what I want more than sugar and spice.
A nice internet for Christmas. A nice internet for all. People are trolling each other with old-timey racism. It's the internet version of Deck the Halls.
My holiday wish is that I can stop writing bullshit about people I don't know, but I'm a bad person. just one night without telling someone I hate them. Someone I only know from 60 to 65 minutes of podcasting.
What a nice internet for Honeycomb, where no one gets weirdly personal about someone they haven't met. That's what my wish is, a nice internet for and Christmas.
And their words mix with the snow.
And
their words floating to the heavens above. And every snowflake now glittered like a star, spreading a message of love.
Oh no, I can't stop myself, I just wrote a hateful comment.
The hateful words he had sent.
Oh, no.
They were nowhere to be seen.
Where did they go?
There was a compliment instead.
Oh,
and that man, from that day, he realized that he had to spread this brand new way and make a nice internet
for the holidays. A nice internet for all.
I'm a good person now. Change the world.
But he wasn't always that way. First, Santa Claus was a very, very negative internet troll. So we cut back to where we first met him, back before that holiday wish changed his ways.
Excuse me, sir. You're taking up like 7 seats at this coffee shop. You have like a bag on each seat, and you've just been typing furiously on your... I was wondering, are you using all 7 of these seats?
Let me stop you right there and say this to you.
Okay.
Ho, ho, ho.
Are you calling my beautiful wife a ho, ho, ho?
Yeah. Beat it. All 7 of these chairs are taken. You and your ho, ho, ho can go, go, go.
But sir, this is... It's a crowded coffee shop, and, why, it's quite cold and wintry out.
I don't fucking care, okay? Stop talking to me. I'm sitting here with my bags.
Listen, if you could just, honestly, only 3 of them are covered in bags. One of them, I think, what is this, a blackberry? Do you even use
that? That's a single blackberry that I'm using because it's 2001. Santa was established as a good thing.
Yes, back
way before.
No, everyone know. I mean, honestly, it's 2001.
Who's Santa Claus?
Santa Claus is me. I'm Santa Claus.
Oh.
Now get lost, ho ho ho, and you bro bro bro.
Ouch, sweetheart. Let's leave.
Okay. Well, we'll just tell our child with no legs that they can't be sitting down here today.
Peace and quiet. Let's go to the computer lab because laptops aren't really a thing. I'm heading there now to go post hateful comments in chat rooms. Okay, let me log on here.
We don't usually see anyone else in this computer lab.
Well, move over. And I mean, yes, I want to take all these chairs.
Oh.
See all my bags?
You'll fit right in here. You seem like the kind of person that we'd get along with just fine. And by get along with, I mean hate, but outwardly we're the same kind of person.
What are you saying? Are you here to... write hateful comments?
Of course we are. We have opinions, and we have a lot of them, and everyone needs to hear them.
And look, you may have noticed, we're very small. Like,
yeah,
we're 2 to 3 feet tall, and we wear big hats, and we have fingers that are strong and could be used for making things, but we use them to type. We
hateful
use them to
things.
Tickety-tap hateful things. Tippity-type hateful things. Pulling those puppets' hateful strings.
Tippity-tap hateful things. Actually, you shouldn't touch the Star Wars films, you fools.
Well, actually, you're ruining my childhood, and that isn't cool.
And actually, Actually, I think that the sitcom has done and died.
And actually, a female Ghostbuster, you've heard my pride.
Ah, tippity tap, hateful things. Tippity tap, hateful.
I love this.
Pull this puppet's hateful strings.
Tippity tap, hateful things.
What would you call yourselves? Would you call yourselves elves or trolls?
Trolls!
Oh, okay, cool.
I mean, technically we could be anything that we wish, but we're certainly not elves right now. Troll sounds more delish!
Tippity-tap, hateful things. Tippity-tap, hateful things. Pull those puppets, hateful strings. Tippity-tap, hateful things.
I wish we had a leader to unite our hateful ways.
Huh.
We're so disparate in our hateful things, and we're desperate for days.
Yes, we say mean things about sci-fi, but also fantasy. And we have opinions about anyone different, but it fills us with glee.
And also women in video games? I don't think so.
Oh, I know where we'll go.
Where?
The North Pole.
Yeah, just leased a whole bunch of land there.
Actually, you get perfect internet access there. We can sit and troll all through the goddamn night and wake up and watch the people fight, fight.
The perfect place to
tippity-tap, hateful things. Tippity-tap, hateful things.
Pull those puppets, hateful strings.
Tippity-tap, hateful things.
Let's go.
How are you going to get to the North Pole?
Here's the thing. I'm also magic.
Whoa!
Yes, I have a bunch of reindeers that have the ability to fly and a sleigh parked outside.
Actually, it sounds like these reindeer are magic and you just own them.
Yeah, well, because I don't know if you know a lot about reindeer, but they're like, they can't fly. So if the reindeer can fly, actually,
the reindeer would be magic.
I'm going to say that this is not disrespect, but potential. Everyone get on this goddamn sleigh, and despite who has the real magic here,
hey, boss.
Yeah, hey, Blitzen.
Well, that's just the thing.
Okay.
Some of us, we're wondering if we can maybe change some of our names.
What?
Well,
what's wrong with Blitzen? What's wrong with the Christian name I gave
you? No, Blitzen is fine. It's just that the other ones, you know, shitbag, dumbass, fartface.
It's really hard for me when you call on Fartface, and I know you're talking about me. It kind of gives me like an existential crisis.
Yeah, weirdly,
you are
like,
Fartface.
Like,
that's what I get from you when I look at
it's
you.
It's like you name.
What?
I feel like you put a lot of work into naming me Blitzen, and then you immediately got bored and just kind of like Fartface, shithead, shitbag,
idiot. And then like there's three of us that are just called other ones.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. What the fuck? All right.
You
so
called
what
the one with the big
be?
Red nose Jew with a cold.
Honestly, go ahead. Pitch me some names for yourself.
Well, I just think that maybe my name could be Rudolph instead of Jew with a cold.
Rudolph?
Yeah, Rudolph. And I could be some sort of, I don't know. I picture myself as like Rudolph the bright nosed sky deer.
Ugh.
And like that could be my name.
No.
No. Oh, okay.
But keep on pitching.
What about me?
I think my name could be Prancer, and I could inspire a really drab movie from the 90s that people are supposed to like because it's whimsical, but I hate it. Name me Prancer, the boring movie.
No. Because when I see your face, I think that looks like a fart, and that's that. But keep on pitching.
Okay, Michael, what about me? When I fly through the sky, I feel like an extraterrestrial rock, soaring so fast and high. And so I thought of this name, and I finally asteroid, asteroid the reindeer.
what you wanted.
No, it's not.
Sort of similar.
Honestly, it's a compromise. I'll take it.
What about me, boss? Instead of Rudolph the Bright-Nosed Sky Deer, is there... Well, hold on. Let's resolve our friend who wanted to be called...
Prancer the Boring Movie from the 90s?
Prancer first.
Oh,
I got an idea.
Yes. How about you called me Prancer and you Dancer? That's kind of what you want.
Oh, yeah. I'd be a little unhappy because I'd be like, why does that guy get to be Prancer and I have to be Dancer? But I'd be way happier than if I was Fartface.
And we better make me happy, too, because I'm... undeniably the best dancer of all the reindeer.
You
so
are.
It's like neither of us get what we want, but also we get closer to what we want.
We have to go! I can't fucking talk about this anymore! We gotta go! To the North Pole! So we can troll them all! Pick any fucking name that you want! This was exhausting! Yes.
I'm trying to lose weight, but it's hard when all you feed us are Twinkies.
Weight Watchers, it works. Jennifer Hudson, what are you doing here? That was weird that Jennifer Hudson was just here.
Just for a second, and then it's like you tried to talk to her, and she just walked away.
She was wearing a bikini, too. I mean, she looks great, but
it's so cold.
It's cold.
So cold. Well, because here we are on the North Pole. Now, that's the house I rented.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Is that a house?
Yeah, it's a house.
Actually, it looks more
like a workshop. Looks like a workshop, actually.
Actually, if we could point out that it doesn't really have any of the trappings of a home.
It also doesn't seem to have any sort of Wi-Fi like you said it does. It does have a sort of like bunch of workbenches.
Shut up. It's where we're going to be sleeping and working, so we're going to call it home. Now get in there. Post-taste!
I like it when he's kind of mean.
Yeah.
Kind of loving scream.
This little thing inside my body that's telling me to be nice. I don't know. I guess it's my true self. I'm just going to tell it to shut up and continue to be mean.
Oh, yeah. We had one of those, too, for a while. And then we said, shut up! You don't get to point anything out, and that's the only thing you're good at.
Yeah. Now, let's go inside. I got everyone a laptop. I don't know. I just felt like... getting you something for some reason.
Dude, you got a Dell.
Oh, yes.
You got a Dell. You all got a Dell. And look, these laptops, it's 2001, so you can't get them everywhere. You know, this cost, I guess, what are we calling me? Santa Claus? Like, Papa Christmas?
Are you branching out to us for input?
Actually,
I'm crowdsourcing for a good name.
Actually, I think your name's Kris Kringle.
Oh, right. That was my birth name. Anyway,
okay?
What's
happening?
Yeah,
because actually, sometimes an origin story can be good.
Yeah. Sometimes, actually, people's deep-rooted issues come from like their parents. And I guess now that I think about it, you've never spoken about your parents in this, 18-hour sleigh ride we took to get to the North Pole.
Are you saying that you want to hear about them and how Kris Kringle started out?
Yeah.
Okay, because I was planning on telling you. Here we go.
Here we go.
My mother.
Should we like get popcorn or something?
I was just waiting for a moment. That felt plaintive enough. I'm sitting down on this rock, so I can tell you. Stare out at the snow. Here we go.
I can't wait.
If I got a drink or something, would that be good?
No, I think, the time to get a drink would have already passed. I'm going to tell you right now. Also, we are in a lot of snow. Like, I guess you could put some, like, snow. Like, I don't know. If you needed to drink, it is technically legal.
Trinkle, do you need anything?
I think I'm good, Twinkle. Thank you.
Okay. Are your names Trinkle and Twinkle? I'm sorry, I didn't ask.
Those are traditional troll names.
Okay, great. My mother was a hairdresser on Long Island. My father taught gym, but he likes me to call it Phys Ed. They named me Kris after a friend they had who died in a motorcycle accident, or at least that's what they told me. I think it might have been drugs. Kris Kringle, most beautiful boy in elementary school. And I was talented as well. I played soccer, varsity team at only 6 years old.
sounds crazy, but it's true. Then my parents got divorced and I wasn't happy anymore. I started to be mean.
And that's actually the whole thing. I did, my parents' divorce kind of like fucked me up. And
oh,
I don't
can
know,
I?
Yeah.
Can I add something to this story?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Oh, wait, I'm sorry. Are you adding to my backstory? Do you know anything about
no,
it?
No, I'm just kind of adding like my take on your story. That's what I do. I don't like have my own experiences. I just like have takes on other people's.
Right. Sure. Okay. Sorry, I just wanted to make sure.
No, for sure. Gotcha.
Is it too late for me to get
yeah,
popcorn?
I was gonna say,
yeah,
like,
popcorn.
I actually want a pretzel. Is that bizarre? I
no,
want a pretzel.
I think that, but I think like do it later because this is not gonna be that
sure,
long.
Sure.
Okay, sure.
As I was listening to your tale, I kept waiting for it to be more specifically bad. I mean, there were great specifics, but ultimately not much to make you extra sad. It's like you have the basic backstory of most people who were born in the 1980s or 90s, a home of divorce, of course, and yet that made you mean. That is not exceptional.
Saying I'm a privileged white man,
yep,
who puts himself before other people.
No, that's exactly what I'm saying.
Are you saying that me, Santa Claus, actually didn't have things so bad, and maybe
well,
I'm a narcissist?
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Well, hold on, cause you're
still. Wait, I'm sorry. Yeah, stop. It's like you didn't tell us you were gonna start,
I
and then
no
like, can
idea
I get a pretzel
start.
Now?
Yes.
Now
no,
he
I'm
said
fucking
pretzel.
Hungry.
To be honest, I thought maybe the most efficient way to do it would be to just come in because I was sure that if I did that, then maybe what's happening
and
right
I
now.
And I hear you,
wouldn't.
And
no,
I like
so
understand
hungry.
That for sure. But
yeah,
like,
did you get a pretzel?
No. Is there time?
When would we have gotten a pretzel? We've been sitting here.
I have. I got a pretzel. While
how
you
did you get
so
that?
Did you not hear what I said?
Did you say something?
Oh my god!
She called me out for being privileged, and I'm kind of realizing I am, and that maybe I should.
No. That's
follow this instinct to be nice
no,
and kind
no,
to
no,
people.
No,
it's so weird.
That's absurd. What are you talking about? I mean, from my own personal story. One.
So
time.
This is not a good time to get a pretzel then? I'm sorry, I am unclear. I have like two different things going on, which is like the narrative
Jake,
and the pretzel.
I have some more
oh,
left
good,
over
thank you. Yeah.
Okay.
Actually, I have another one.
Oh, thank you so much. We're going to have to get more after this, but go ahead.
Okay, yeah.
One time. A couple of weeks ago, I asked a girl
it's
out.
Really
you're
hard.
Honestly both chewing so
yeah.
loud
no, no, I'm
right
just saying,
now.
No, sorry. I'm
honestly.
Just saying mine was
sorry.
Really hard. You know when you order a soft pretzel and it's hard?
Oh,
and
no.
It's
not a soft pretzel. That's a Snyder's.
Oh.
Bar.
Oh. And this
right.
is just an expectation situation. Okay,
oh.
sorry.
Yeah,
good.
To bite
sorry,
into
yeah.
it. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
because it was one of the bigger ones and I just don't see a lot of hard, big ones.
Oh, I love me a big
hey,
hard.
That's what she said, right?
Very good.
Speaking of women, I asked a girl out one time and she said no, and now I am a monster. That's
oh,
it.
That's yeah. your thing? So I guess.
Isn't that enough? Isn't
no.
that enough?
No.
Listen. You're saying that would also be like a privilege, like white male, for me to feel entitled to that sort of date?
Yes.
I mean,
I guess.
I mean, listen, I'm a troll too, but I just sort of like pointing out when people are dumb, pointing out when people are wrong. Subtle grammatical pitches to show that I'm smart and I belong, and saying that I know more to prove that I have self-worth, but that's about as bad as I get on earth.
So you're like a white feminist troll.
Yes,
like,
yeah, like I'm like am woke when it's convenient for
right,
me.
Right. So you're also bad.
Yeah. But on the sliding scale, I'm definitely not bad as you.
Oh,
I guess, but
and
like,
that's important for me to point out because it makes me feel better.
Okay, great. All right, sure.
Yeah,
look.
It's whataboutism. I can be bad if other people are also bad because everybody's being bad, so then no one has to be good. But what I'm realizing now is maybe there's another way to be. Though
I don't know if we even could. It's 2001 and we're having this conversation.
Will Santa Claus and the two trolls find a way to become the heroes we know them as today? What will that dark path take them down on?
Where do the reindeer go, and do they get other names?
Are we gonna get a pretzel or fucking what?
Find out when we return to Actually Love!
You know what that means? It means Jessica's sleeping on a Lisa mattress.
Sha-la-la-la-la, Lisa!
Ooh, and also almost infringing on The Little Mermaid. Anyway, a quality night's sleep helps you recover from distractions faster, prevent burnout, make better decisions, improve your memory, and overall make fewer mistakes. It's not marketing, it's just science.
To design a better mattress to give you a quality night's sleep, Lisa leveraged 30-plus years of experience and hundreds of hours of scientific testing to develop the perfect mattress for all body shapes and sleeping styles.
The sleep is so good that Jessica can lucidly dream and do this ad record at the same time. You know, they're on a mission to provide a better rest for every body. Through their 110 program, they donate one mattress for every 10 they sell. That's more than 30. It's very good.
I like that.
I know, you like that. You can keep sleeping. That's over 31,000 mattresses. Isn't counting. They strive to make the world better than they found it. But that doesn't stop with mattress donations.
Together with the Arbor Day Foundation, Lisa plants one tree for every mattress they sell.
They sure do. I sleep on these mattresses every night. And by saying mattresses, I mean mattress because I don't stack them on top of each other, Princess and the Pea style. But I could, and it would be great. And I love them very much. And it makes my back feel very good. And I like it. And my wife likes it. And my cats like it a lot. Although they will sleep in a cardboard box. So maybe it's not about what they like. But
give
I
yourself
a human
the
like
gift
it.
Of a better night's rest this holiday. Get $160 off a Lisa mattress at lisa.com/offbook and use promo code offbook at checkout.
That's leesa.com/offbook. Promo code offbook. Honk shoe.
Welcome back! We last left Santa up in the North Pole without Wi-Fi, starting to feel something change in his heart. We return you to Actually Love.
Well, how's it going, I guess, with the meanness?
Santa, something weird is going on with my body.
With your body?
With my body.
What?
Ever since we've been up here, my ears are getting pointier. I feel like my skin, which was bright green and wrinkly like a troll, is starting to get less wrinkly.
Can I say you look amazing?
Thank you.
Wait, because I just want to say, first of all, you look amazing. I thought you were going to say that your legs were feeling numb because you have not stopped sitting cross-legged for the last 3 hours. That's what I thought you were going to say. Well, you look good to me.
That's the okay, thank you. That's the other thing. I feel compelled to just kind of like sit down here. I think I want something to do with my hands, but like typing is not enough. Does that make sense?
Yeah, listen, I've been feeling the same way, and I was like, wait, actually, do we both suddenly look like freaking Legolas over here?
Yeah, we look like tiny Legolas.
Hold on a second. Let me do that thing with my eyes where I can then see clearer. You guys are even smaller than you used to be.
Yeah, we used to be 2 to 3 feet tall. Now we're a solid like foot and a half. Yeah.
And we're like hot.
Yeah, we're pretty you guys hot. Are fucking hot.
We're like hot little androgynous. We're like hot little.
Yeah, I would say androgynous. Like, yeah.
You guys are hot little androgynous. You both look exactly okay. Like Pink.
And can I show you some? Oh my gosh.
Who's famous right now in 2002? It's been a year since before.
I know we've been up here a year and a lot has started to change. We both are hot. We look like a combo of Pink and Orlando Bloom's Legolas. And look at guys. I just like got this like straight up piece of wood that I found on the ground and I made it into this like rocking horse.
Oh my god, it's so honestly,
what?
I don't know what's coming out of my mouth right now, but I want to say like you did you did such a good job.
Whoa.
Ooh, ooh,
you did such a good job.
Ooh, ooh,
are you a boy or you a girl? I don't know, but you're hot. You did such a good job. You did such a good job. You got.
I'm proud of the things that you're doing in here. I'm loud. when I say that I'm spreading cheer. Whoa, whoa, I love Trinkle and Twinkle, and I love that you're making toys. You're making toys.
Ooh, 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 you did a really good job. Ooh, 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 you did a really good job. I know we suddenly are androgynous heartthrobs, but ooh, ooh, ooh,
ooh,
ooh,
you did a really, really good job.
Oh, I found a new thing to do with my hands, and it's helped me to suddenly understand that a year without the internet maybe did me some.
People to kill themselves. I've got something else to do, spreading positivity. It's like I got a whole new lease on life and a whole new me.
Hey, hey, ooh, 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 you did a really good job. Ooh, 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 you did a really good job. Oh, we got better insides, now we got better bonds.
I say, ooh, ooh, ooh,
you did a really good job.
And I'm thinking that we don't do internet trolling anymore.
Well, yeah, we haven't done it for like a year because we never got
we
Wi-Fi.
Never got
right,
internet.
But I'm officially saying it now. It's different.
Oh.
So you want us to take down that wood carving we made that said we do internet trolling.
Finally, take it down.
Okay.
Look, I know we've all been feeling it, but now I'm saying it. It's still important that I'm a little
sorry,
bit of a
really,
jerk.
Hold we're on really a second. Small. We're really small.
Remember that I haven't made my entire transition into being good yet.
Yeah,
sorry,
know
I cannot for the life of me read...
Okay, here, let me...
Wait, let me get on your shoulders.
Okay, let me help you guys.
What?
Now grab it. Grab the sign.
Go sorry, on. We're very small.
We're very small.
Go on. Here,
no,
I'll
but
lift
our hands are
high.
Strong. It's okay.
Here. Yeah!
Good. Oh, good.
You lift me up. Like Simba at the beginning of The Lion King, you lift me up. Like an elevator,
I lift you up because I love you, God.
What?
I know it's strange for me to say these words, but I lift you up.
You've been giving us to us, you have been.
With all the reindeer, 'cause okay. You're normally not super great to them. You're sort of kinda short, but if you want to lift them up as well, that's your destiny for sure. You'll lift them.
The reason I called you guys all in today is because I want to let you guys pick or collaborate with me on names for all of you that aren't mean.
Wait,
but,
you said two different things just now.
Right. So I thought maybe like you guys could like pitch a name to me and then we could like collaborate based on that. Like
that
sort
feels
of like
exactly a, like, I mean, I don't. Boss,
but I'm not going to be a dick about it this time. And I'm sorry for my tone right now. What I'm saying is, like, let's give you guys nicer names, right? Sorry, I'm just okay. Lonely. Oh. I'm fucking lonely, okay?
Oh.
Maybe that's what it is. Maybe, like, the whole my parents breaking up, the fear of relationships. Oh, no. I'm lonely here, right? Like fucking crazy.
Okay, me. It's here, me. Rudolph the Bright-Nosed Sky Deer.
Can we do something different? Can it be Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer? I feel like it's clearer and the alliteration I like better. Can we just do that? Can we say we're doing that?
What? Say one more time.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
I really like it.
It's a lot of alliteration.
I really, really like it.
Okay, let's just kind of hold them both for a while and then see how we feel.
Okay, right. I just want to say it did spark something in me, Rudy. Like, when I heard it, I was like, ooh, I like it.
Okay.
Like, I feel like you could be top four, top five figures of the North Pole, to be honest with that.
I mean, honestly, I like it. Do you mind if I, like, sit with it for a second?
No, just, sit with like, it. I think sit with it. It's just like, you're the
I wish you all could see the eye roll that Santa Claus
well,
gave
well, because
me
I'm
now.
Saying, like, you guys can literally, like, I said, like, it's collaborate on the fucking names, but what also I'm saying is I'm fucking lonely, okay? Like, maybe if there was, like, a female figure up here, like,
okay, well,
I don't know,
that was
in
my,
and out.
That was my point, is
what?
That...
What was your point?
Well, all of these, you know... We've just been out here in the cold, and I feel like the reason that all of these reindeer are, like, so close and so happy, regardless of the, I'm going to be honest, terrible names you've given some of us, is that, like...
You're all fucking, aren't you?
Hell yeah, dude.
Holy shit.
I mean, you have a bunch of...
You know I'm the one who started it. Me, Saucy Pants, but can I be something else?
Yeah, Donner.
I'm thinking... Something else. Here we go.
I just want to say someone has to be Donner.
Okay.
I want to be Donner.
Okay, cool. That's you.
Okay.
When I see my fellow reindeer Fixin to kiss each other, well, here comes Vixen. Vixen's getting all the people elixin. Vixen and also Cupid.
And me, Donner, I'm here as well. Constantly repressing the urge to eat my compatriots.
I think I want to hear more about Vixen.
Sure.
So we get in a huddle and we start messing around.
Let's see
we can't find out whose antlers are up and down. And you know that we gotta give it a try.
You best believe these reindeer playing all reindeer games. And all the games are sexually explicit at the sex party.
It's like when we take off our harness and jingle bells, we get the attitude to say, what the hell? I wanna get into a little bit of Noki, just like you want those milky cookies.
You follow my nose.
And they never even make me feel sad when I finish too early. They never act like that's bad. But you know that is just my way. My name is Dasher, by the way.
Are these reindeer?
Reindeer sex party.
Stick your red nose in my butt.
Okay. Reindeer sex party.
Take your nose out of my ass. Take your nose out of my ass. Take your nose. Ow. Get it out. Get it out.
It's out. It's out.
You just, I think you saw like the shock that it was in there. It was out like immediately.
Look, first, you obviously know, but it being in and then needing it out are two different things.
Sure,
okay. Let's just talk about that right now.
Okay. I mean, honestly.
Oh God. I think you got excited and it got hot. I think that's what happened.
Oh no. It's electric. It's not for everyone. That's
look,
okay.
I think what I'm finding out here is you guys can't do it for me sexually the way
no.
I need it to be done.
Oh, that actually wasn't what I was suggesting.
Yeah,
you just kind of jumped in and I was like, okay.
We were just saying like, yes, this is what works for us. Maybe you should get some of that too. Get.
Okay, good. We're on the same page then. Can we get me dating? Like, what the hell? I need a Mrs. Claus.
Okay, well, let's not, maybe not jump straight to marriage. I think that's, I mean... Actually,
we're very conservative here at the North Pole. This is a conservative. If the North Pole were to vote, we'd be going red.
We're the only people voting here. It's whatever we want it to
be. And we are all very conservative.
Yes.
Only fiscally, honestly.
Yeah, I guess you could say
what's important.
So we're libertarians, I guess.
Well,
we're socially
libertarian. I love that. Libertarian.
Yeah.
I need another libertarian woman here.
Well,
I mean, hold on. We have these
I
found these three magical scrolls in the back, and it's the back of this barn. I guess you made them at some point and just left them here. I don't know.
It's possible
one says,
I blacked out.
Okay, well, one says naughty.
It's possible.
One says naughty people, one says nice people, and one says libertarians. And we have a list of just kind of everyone on Earth who is those three things.
It's true. It's true. It does sort of feel like it gets separated that way sometimes.
Yeah.
Cool.
It's like, pick a side. I get it. If we were on an island, maybe that would work, but get with the system.
Yeah, because it's like... On this list are the people who are nice. It's been checked. It's been checked twice. On this list is the people who are mean. And then there's people in between. Libertarians. Like, what are they about? 'Cause sure, in the abstract, the free market worked itself out. But in the real world, that sort of thing is a fucking mess, because the free market is greedy and there's other forces at play.
So you're nice, naughty, or a libertarian. Nice, naughty, or a libertarian. These are the facts, we are just sharing them. Nice, naughty, or a libertarian.
One more time.
Nice, naughty, or a libertarian. Nice, naughty, or a libertarian.
These are the facts, we're just sharing them.
Nice, naughty, or a libertarian.
Well, I guess libertarians are complicated, but I want a complicated one.
Yeah, I don't... Listen, they're not on the naughty list, so you do you, man.
Let me say, I like a little bit of both. I like someone who can be a freak in the sheets, a libertarian in the streets, right?
Sure. Me, myself, I think I'd rather have I'd rather have a libertarian in the sheets. I'd rather than be like, everything's free.
Oh, there you go. Nice, naughty, or libertarian.
Nice, naughty, or libertarian.
These are the facts, we're just sharing them.
Nice, naughty, or libertarian.
Okay, so let's look through this list and pick out one of these.
Oh, weird, I found another list.
What's the other list?
It says Green Party, but I'm looking at it, and honestly, I feel like it's distracting for some maybe more youth. Like, in and of itself, it's a list of really good things, but for some reason, I feel like if I bring it out, it's going to somehow negatively affect some
that
other...
Back.
I'm going to put it back.
I don't want to date someone from the Green Party.
Okay, oh, wait, here's someone.
Okay...
Rebecca Johannesburg. That's just the first name on the list, honestly. Which is weird because it goes alphabetical and you have to get to L before you found someone who was a libertarian on... Oh, no, never mind. I just unscrolled the list wrong.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah. I really hate to do this because we've really... What did you say your name was?
Rebecca Johannesburg.
Oh.
What do you think I said?
Well, yeah, but then why did you have to go to L?
Well, I thought it was the top of the list, but it's a scroll, so I had just unscrolled it from the top unscrolls more.
Okay, yeah, let's just pick the first woman on the list and invite her here. Putting my hand down, the first name is... Amy Adams. Amy Adams.
The first libertarian on this list.
It's 2002. It says she's an actress who's got a couple minor roles. Looks like she was in a film called Drop Dead Gorgeous, and then does a lot of dinner theater.
She's working on something called Junebug, maybe?
It
maybe
looks
that's
like
just in development.
Junebug, and then in parentheses it says in
development.
Wow, there's something about this Amy Adams on this list of libertarians. I bet she's got a long way to go in her acting career and her political outlook.
Do you want her up here? Because we have magic, as you know.
Oh, yeah, there's plenty of magic here at the North Pole.
You want us to go get her, boss?
Go get her.
Maybe that's what we'll do. Our job will be to go and grab people and bring them back to the North Pole. We found our destiny!
Yeah.
Rudolph, the red-nosed reindeer. Oh, yeah, feels good. You guys are right. Away!
She says she's doing dinner theater in a Michigan restaurant.
Oh, I need Amy. More eggs for table three. Oh, Amy, oh. Since you were in here talking to yourself.
I'm sorry. I was just looking in the mirror, and I was just about to give myself a pep talk because I know that I have to put in a lot of hard work, but politically I feel like I'm entitled to this.
Sure. Amy, I need you to get these eggs to table three. They want their dinner eggs before they see their dinner theater.
You got it, boss.
Amy.
Yeah?
Hey, listen. I just want you to know that we are not paying you enough here.
I agree.
And hey, we never will. Because the free market does not value this, the arts.
Yeah. That's really been starting to like...
And you agree with that, right? That sounds great to you?
Yeah. I guess
Excuse
maybe
me,
it doesn't.
The fuck are my eggs?
I'm sorry.
I'm sitting here and...
You shouldn't have to come back here to the kitchen.
I hear you talking about it. The place is really shitty. The walls are not...
Here are your eggs. I gotta get some air. Amy? You are destined for bigger things. Bigger things than eggs. You are destined for bigger stages. Bigger stages than eggs.
You needed a break too, didn't you? It's me, Emily Blunt.
Oh, shoot.
I also work here for some reason.
Oh, no.
I'm gonna have a cigarette.
I can't compete with you, not quite.
We don't have to compete.
But we do, according to my political outlook. There's only room and it should be a meritocracy.
I'm not from here.
But I am suddenly seeing that you will inevitably beat me. Right. I'll do prestige TV, but you'll do better than me.
I wanted to bond with you or whatever. We're both actresses coming up, but also, you know, there's a guy in there who's screaming about his eggs, and also you got a table of really tiny people, and I'm not gonna just do the whole floor for you, Amy. You have to get in there. I know you're an actress and everything, but you have tables to look after.
I really like you so much.
I like you too. It has nothing to do with how much I like you.
No, I know. I just want to tell you that, like, at first I was like, do I like her that much? And then I, like, everything since, like, every day I like you more.
I've liked you from the beginning.
Thank you. I like me too. Like, let's be clear, I really like me too.
And that reads.
Thank you.
It reads that you like yourself. Look, finish your song. I guess there's probably a bigger ending here, and then get in there. There's tiny people who need you in the egg situation.
Being really annoying now. You have to go in. I'm sorry. That was gorgeous, but
thank you, Emily. Like, you know what? You're not my competition.
you, there's room for both of us at the table.
Can I say something? It's literally not up to us. It's up to a lot of casting people and a lot of, like, we should.
Right.
Hello!
Even... Oh, hi! Oh, tiny
that's
people
them.
Riding
that's them.
Riding magical deer?
Reindeer.
Oh.
Sorry. Learning, trying to be different.
Trying to be
yes.
different, trying
for
to be
all
better.
For all intents and purposes, they are deer.
And we need you to come with us.
Yeah, we kind of got a, well, how do we put this? There's a magical man who wants to meet you to make you his wife, to be totally upfront about it.
Well, it's worth a try.
Sure. I don't think it's by any means a sort of like contract. Just like meet him.
It's it seems worth like you a might try. Need a... It's honestly worth a try.
Is that the girl?
Yeah, boss, we got her here.
Oh,
also,
hi.
The reindeer want to know if there's dinner tonight. And like what they should
yeah,
eat.
Yeah, there's dinner. Tell them,
carrots.
They can order pizza.
Oh.
Carrots. Yeah, carrots, right? The donators, carrots.
No, I mean, I'll offer them the
hold
pizza.
Hold on a second. I'm so sorry, sorry. I'm literally so sorry. Were you in a movie called Drop Dead Gorgeous?
Well, yeah.
Oh, my God. That is my favorite. You are
no.
so good.
No.
And it was such a small part, but you really made an impact.
Hey, boss. Sorry.
What?
What pizza place delivers
go
to here?
Go eat carrots in the back. I forgot I ever
well,
said
just,
pizza.
Well, I already told them, and now they're all super psyched on it. So it's just like, is there a pizza
oh
place
oh my God, fine,
here?
Yes. It's called Amores 2. This is insane. I know the number. 646-224-8323.
646-224-8323. Got it. Okay, hold on.
Bye. You're so good in that movie.
That is so sweet of
that's
you.
That's my favorite movie. I'm Santa.
Hi, I'm Amy.
Oh my God, I know.
I wish you could see this handshake right now.
Wait. Can I tell you something? This is so insane. I literally had them come up here with you so that I could marry you, but you're way too talented. You're going on to 5, maybe 6 Oscar nominations.
Well, why do we have to choose?
I don't think it's going to be easy for you to get to opportunities
hey,
from
boss.
Here. I really don't.
Hey,
there's
boss.
Another girl named Rebecca Johannesburg hey, that was on the list. I'm hey, so boss. Sorry. I'm such a fan. Hi. Hey, what? What?
So
what?
They have this cool deal where they're doing two large, two topping pizzas, but the reindeer only want one. So, like, do you want the second one? And if so,
you
what
can
toppings
order two.
Would you like? Yeah. Okay. Right. But what toppings do you want on the second one? Or do you want it? Or should I give both of them to them?
They don't want the second
they
one.
They just
right?
want one.
Okay. So then don't give them both. Just order.
Okay, but the deal is for two, and it's actually cheaper if we get
you
two.
You can order both. I'm saying. Now, let me tell you the topping before you say anything else. Sausage. Goodbye.
Okay, but it's a two-topping pizza.
Go away. Okay. Go away. You have to go. I'm so sorry. You're not the one. You are the one. I mean, you're like an icon, but...
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
You've just given me an incredible gift. Like... I know it's not right to seek outward validation, but let's be honest, everyone needs a little bit of it every once in a while. And I was really on the verge of giving up and just being an egg waitress for the rest of my life.
No.
But you have just given me...
Amy, you're so
an incredible
talented.
Gift. And can I give you a gift?
Yeah.
Please. You're good at giving gifts. I think, like, that could be something you should look into. Like, you really... You know how to give... You know how to give that... One special thing that brings something, it brings something, and it's not the tangible present, it's letting them live in the present and having that simple joy.
I'm going to make this my career. I'm going to give gifts. It will be my whole thing. I'm going to make giving gifts my whole life. And you're gonna go act and I'll meet someone else.
It's really beautiful.
Hey, boss, the pizza just showed up.
Holy fuck.
And it seems to me
what?
It was crazy. She couldn't figure out how to come in, so she came down the chimney.
What the hell?
But it was so exciting when she came into the house today to deliver the pizza. What if you deliver gifts that way?
I'm swinging the door open. Is that...
Hi, I have your pizzas here.
What's your name?
Rebecca Johannesburg.
Rebecca? I'm going to make you my wife.
Yeah, that sounds right.
You're going to be Mrs. Claus starting tonight. You are no longer Rebecca, you are Mrs. Claus, and I'm gonna sink my claws in you.
I know about myself and that maybe you know about me. Mm-hmm. I like trips.
You love to travel.
I love to travel, and sometimes finding the perfect vacation home is hard. You start off looking for a beach house big enough for six and wind up watching videos of surfing dogs. You know, we've all been there.
The internet is a wild and wondrous place.
But that's why, Zach, that's what's so amazing about VRBO. They do all the hard work for you, matching you to the perfect place to stay for your getaway every time.
Ooh, love it. Download the VRBO app and you'll discover everything from condos to cabins to villas and castles.
What? Oh, castles?
I want to sleep in a castle.
Whatever your budget and whatever you want from the home. Maybe it's a garden or a grill or a massive private pool.
Maybe it's a castle because it is a castle.
Because it is a castle. Here's the thing, it is a castle. But no matter what you want, a place that's like kid and pooch friendly, VRBO's got you covered.
If you're all about ease and convenience, then you'll love the VRBO app. It's got great ratings in the Apple App Store and the Google Play Store, and you can use it to browse and book dreamy vacation homes, see castle, from just about anywhere.
And it's also really helpful for, like, when you're in your castle, because you can send instant messages to the homeowner, I guess the king and queen.
Be like, hey, King clean this castle that I'm in, but it's already clean, I'm sure, because it's a wonderful castle.
It's a wonderful castle, and I'm happy to be here. Download the VRBO app today and put an end to frustrating vacation searches.
Let VRBO find a home that matches you.
And by home, we mean castle.
And by you, we mean castle.
Castle.
Oh, boy.
Okay. You guys, you listeners, you sleepy babies, you know that we love Magic Tavern. They're like a podcast sibling.
There are podcasts. If we were identical twins, separated at birth, who then went off to do different things, Hello from the Magic Tavern is our twin. We love them very much. They're a fully improvised comedy chat show set in a magical world, hosted by a wizard, a talking badger, and a guy from Chicago who fell through a dimensional portal. They're great, and you should listen to it.
It's like Cheers in Middle Earth, or Always Sunny in Narnia.
This week, they're doing a special book club episode where the hosts, also a barbarian and also a talking flower, read Jane Austen's Pride and Prejudice, drink wine, and try to understand all the Earth stuff.
We promise it's the only podcast you'll listen to this week where a wizard tries to figure out if he's a Lizzie or totally Mr. Darcy.
I'm guessing Mr. Darcy, but truly, who knows?
We've been on this show two times, and it's a blast. Well, we've been on three episodes.
We were moles, once we were blue magical tigers, and once we were wizards. When we're moles, we're only in... Oh, sorry, not moles.
We were squirrels. And I was actually thinking we were the blue tigers twice.
We've been the blue tigers twice.
So we love it, and some of your other favorite guests have been on it, like Paul F. Tompkins as a satyr, Lauren Lapkus as a genie, Sean and Hayes as mole warriors.
Felicia Day as a wizard, Jordan Klepper as a phoenix. Guys, it's just very, very good.
You can start at the beginning to follow the whole story, or just jump into an episode that sounds appealing.
So check out Hello from the Magic Tavern on Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen, baby. Hello!
Welcome back.
Thank you
Well, Matt had to ascend to the heavens.
He had to ascend to the heavens, a.k.a. the dude's only in Hollywood for not that long, and oh boy, is he... He's packing in the Hollywood style.
Of course he should. He's a huge talent. And we do want to shout out a couple more things. Las Culturistas is going on tour.
Yep.
So you can you should already be following Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang on all the socials, but you should follow them to see those dates. They're doing their live show of I Don't Think So, Honey, that is hilarious. Comedians ranting for 1 minute, taking on pop culture. So check them out. They are both amazing individually and together.
It's Christmas show as well. Just check out Matt Rogers, though. That's T-H-O on Instagram. And all that stuff will be there. We're going to do a segment now. I don't have an idea of what it is, except that it is called Gift Wrap because it is wrap and we are in between now. Hanukkah has just ended and Christmas is coming up. So that's all I've kind of got.
I love it. That's all we need.
Gift Wrap. Here we go.
All we need is two turntables and a microphone.
I need a little bit more.
Yo, I got a shirt box and it seems so easy, and I wanna get paper on it, so if you please me, I wanna get those corners all nice and tight, but this wrapping is hard, I can't do it right. How do I fold it so it looks so good? I want you to feel like I care about you like you should. Like you, I put a little time, a little bit of effort in, so you can get that shirt and you'll be wearing it. Oh yeah, now, oh so, I wanna get a good, nice ass bow, but I'm terrible at those and the sticker kinds are lame, but that's the way that I do my bow game.
It's hard to gift wrap. It's hard to gift wrap. If I do it wrong, you know it's gonna look like crap. It's hard
to gift wrap.
It's really hard to get those corners so nice, and you only do it once, you don't get a chance twice. Also, you gotta use the tape and put it in a sneaky way so your present won't escape. Get the ribbon and can you twirl it with a cool way with the scissors that makes it twirl it. It's hard to do when it takes some skill, so that when you deliver the present it will kill. People be like, ooh, you put in the effort here and you've done it, it's incredibly clear. I want to open it up and I know that you care, even if a sweater is something that I will never wear. But it's hard to gift wrap. It's hard to gift wrap. It's hard. I don't want to look like crap. It's hard to gift wrap.
Oh yeah, and I don't want to lag, you know I don't want to just stick it up in a bag, because I want you to know that ooh, I would kiss you. I won't want to just stuff it up in some tissue, and you know I want to try so hard. I don't want to just give you a simple gift card, because I want you to have that good ass gift, one that is tangible that you can lift.
There are crazy ways that you can wrap a gift. Take your brain and then give it a lift. You can put something in some newspaper to get people to appreciate much later. A newspaper from the old past, and a gift it will last. But also, if you're looking for toil, you can always wrap a gift in that tin foil. But
oh yeah, and what about that? Why don't you put the gift in a hat? And then the hat is a gift. It's a hat on a hat. You can gift wrap it. You can wrap it like that.
Here's a gift way to do it that will never be stopping. Don't even wrap it, just put it in a stocking. That would be fine to me. You can even hide a gift inside of a tree.
You know what's wrapping? That it can feel like a hug if you stick that gift in a mug. Now I got the cup, I got it for coffee. Ooh yeah, you know that you got me.
That's a really good idea and it's something I'm about. Just take a thing and hide it in the house. Hide it in the tub, hide it in the sink. Hide it somewhere that nobody would ever think.
Yeah, then make a list of clues. That's the next thing that you gotta do. Send your loved ones on a little treasure hunt. That's the way that you will be blunt today.
It's a list of clues, but then also in the middle, one of the clues is a difficult riddle. And it's not even what you think, cause the riddle is told by an ancient sphinx.
Yo, it's hard to gift wrap. It's hard to gift wrap.
This part in the middle is mumbling, it ends with crap. But it's hard to gift wrap.
So don't say no. Say no to those bows. Just hide it in your house. Just hide it like a sneaky little mouse.
Just hide it far away. Hide it for Christmas Day. And if they can't find it, they don't get it. That's the rules and you will not forget it.
You hide it and you hide it. You hide it that one way. And if they don't find it, then you can give it to them on their birthday. And if they don't find it yet, if it's feeling kind of scary, you can then just give them that gift for your anniversary.
Oh, it's hard to gift wrap. Hide it in the house like a mouse that was not trapped. It's hard to gift wrap. Boom, boom, boom. That was the gift. Boom, boom, boom. It's very hard to gift wrap. Gift wrapped.
Do you find it hard to gift wrap?
I was taught by Rick Petter, a very nice family friend who I love very much, and
and taught me all the tricks and turns.
I'm pretty good at the paper part, but my bows leave something to be desired.
I mean, it's hard. He's real good at it. I'm okay.
I mean, I get some of that tool involved because then it has a little more body to it, and I can do the little curls.
You know what's curls I can do. You know what's hard? If the present is not in a box and it is a weird shape,
like a
submarine. That's when you gotta cut it in a bag and put that tissue on top.
Absolutely.
I love a gift bag. This is a good way to end.
Well, I just want to tell a quick fact about myself.
Tell a fact.
So, Christmas morning, the bunch of presents and...
humble brag much.
Sorry. And even when my sister and I were like quite old, we still were like, we're going to sleep behind these closed doors. Mom and Tim, you put all the gifts down. So we have like the big reveal. And we called it, we were like, my brother would be like falling asleep. And he'd be like, ugh. And we were like, Tim, be the elf. Tim, be the elf. Help mom be the elf so we could sleep. We're like 14 and 18, still demanding like a big reveal Christmas morning. We have eventually gotten to the place where we have like taken turns being elves, but it usually means that my mom has like tons of presents. My mom is very generous and goes overboard, but there's a lot of like last minute bowing. And then a tradition that we started because my brother was like, was that she's for some reason wouldn't do the tags for a while just in case we found them. This was longer than I anticipated,
sure,
but
sure.
So there's we do a joke where some of the tags are jokes. So it'll be like, but if it's a joke, you know it's from mom. So it'd be like to Zach from Magellan. And you'd be like, oh,
that's my cat.
That's funny, like, but it's actually from my mom.
That's funny, it was from my mom.
And it's like little, it's usually like little, like something from your year or something. Or like my mom will typically be like, to Jess from Tina Fey.
That's so nice of Tina to give fans.
Yeah, I like that she thinks of me.
We did Christmas and Hanukkah in my house. And one of my favorite things was leaving out carrots for the reindeer.
Yes.
But also, like, that's millions of carrots.
Yeah,
is there a good one in every house? I love it.
Yeah, yeah.
I wouldn't change it.
Yeah, we do that too. You want to be nice.
You want to be nice. And hey, y'all, just keep being nice. You've been so nice to us. You're the greatest.
So nice.
You're the greatest holiday gift we could ever ask for. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you to all the Sleepy Babies in the Facebook group that do that. Thank you for everyone who's come out to see us on tour.
It has been so nice to meet you across the country. Hopefully we can go to more places in the new year. This is not the last episode of the year, so we don't need to talk like that, but why not when the spirit moves you? I'm going to do a quick personal plug because I keep forgetting.
Do it.
I voice a character in this cartoon. It's called Little Big Awesome, and the second half of season one has been released on Amazon.
It's very good. It also contains Weird Al as the son, some real live cats. Guys, what are you waiting for? Get on that Little Big Awesome.
Yeah, like watch it. Watch, tell some kids about it.
We would really appreciate it if you would subscribe to our podcast and tell other people about it. And also, what day is
it? And also, you can still see PCAST Blast.
You can also still see what day is this one out?
11th.
Okay. Guys, we have a gift for you, and it should be out now, and it is a holiday gift.
Oh, yes. Okay. So, wow, this outro is the longest of all time.
But if you've listened all the way here, you will get the cool secret. Jess and I are releasing an album.
Yes, an album of written songs called The Calendar, The Zach and the Jess, The Calendar Album. It comes out January 18th. You can pre-order it now on iTunes. But as a prize, there are three tracks right now.
That's right. There's a Christmas track, a Hanukkah track, and a track about shared small plates restaurants.
Yep.
Yeah.
Great job remembering that.
Hey, thanks.
Thank you, Scott. Thank you, Dana. Thank you, Brett. Thank you, Mailperson Stacy. Thank you, Karate Bird. Thank you, all you sleepy babies.
And as we say at the end of every episode, when Amy Adams is in the North Pole,
you know there's a good story getting told.
Bye. Hey, I want to say thank you again to VRBO for supporting the show. Are you struggling to find the perfect vacation home? Because if you keep getting lost and sidetracked online, then you need VRBO to get yourself into a castle.
They do the hard work for you, matching you to the perfect castle to stay every time, from condos to cabins, places with gardens, grills, or hot tubs. They've got it all. Castle.
Download the VRBO app today and put a stop to frustrating vacation searches. Let VRBO find a home that matches you, you king, queen, non-binary royalty.
Get a castle.
Get a castle.